You are a peace advocate, Nip. That's what you are. And the reason why I know this is because that's what I am. You know, real recognize real. I know what he is. I know what he was. And the marathon is going to continue. Look at the love. Look at the spirit. This man, I'm gonna end it like this. This man got a letter from Barack Obama, man.
Bro stayed and he died on Crenshaw and Slauson. And everybody who showed love, even the ones who didn't, Nip had nothing but love, nothing but love and respect and humbleness. And that's what I want to leave, man. I love him. And I hope I didn't leave anything out, man.
Amy is the love of my life. You know what it is. Grief is the final act of love. My heart hears you. I feel you everywhere. I'm so grateful that I had you. I love you beyond this earth. And until we meet again, the marathon continues.
Okay, the voices you heard, Snoop Dogg, one of the biggest hip-hop artists of all time, followed by Nipsey's brother, Sam Askedom. And the final voice was the girlfriend of Nipsey Hussle, actress Lauren London. It was quite the scene yesterday. The procession was held, of course, after the celebration of life for Nipsey Hussle, in which Nipsey's body, driven in a Cadillac, was making the rounds all across L.A. for 5 hours. And you should have seen the outpouring. Don't know if you guys saw the local coverage of that, but it was quite the scene. So right now, I want to invite to the show Blessed Body Training founder, my brother from another mother, Johnny Lewis. Johnny, you were the first to put me on the music of Nipsey Hussle, and I immediately fell in love with the dude after listening to Victory Lap. And I just want to tackle here for the next 15 minutes, man. You know, we usually have you on to talk about fitness of the body, right? You know, going into the gym, working out, you know, treating your body right with the things that you put in your body. But today I want to talk about the health of our community, specifically the Black community. And to relate this to the world of sports as well, I mean, so many sporting figures also were touched by this. I mean, so many paying tribute, like LeBron James, Russell Westbrook dedicating his 2020 game over the LA Lakers to Nipsey, Trae Young, Danny Green as well, a lot of NBA guys. Baron Davis said, quote, he was everything to us. Johnny, again, this is a very heavy topic, but, you know, why do you feel Nipsey's death resonated with so many in the Black community?
Good morning, Al. Nipsey was so inspirational, so motivating. Like, he's gotten me through so many hard times. And just, I'm just going to say, through his interviews, through his lyrics, through his documentaries, through him giving back, through his empowerment, making people that, that's been through so many obstacles believe in themselves and believe that they can start a business or get out of their situation. He was a motivating public figure for the community. He constantly preached on how to find alternate routes. Although he acknowledged the struggle, he acknowledged that the struggle was real, but he didn't let it stop him. And he was always 100% real, no matter the consequences.
Definitely.
I'm going to say, like, I'm just going to relate this to, like, the Kaepernick situation with the Nike putting that quote, believe in something, even if it meant sacrificing everything. That's a prime example. And the community respected Nipsey for that. And we all respected Nipsey for that.
You know, Johnny, I spoke with ESPN's Jemele Hill, well, formerly now of ESPN. She's with The Atlantic now and launching her own podcast next week. And we'll be playing a portion of, well, multiple portions of Jemele's interview and sit down with me come next week. But I asked her about the Nipsey Hussle passing, and she actually wrote a piece for The Atlantic talking about how there's so many conspiracy theorists that came out and said, well, Nipsey died because of this, right? Dr. Sebi and that documentary and so on and so forth. But she said, if you know, the conspiracy theorists are ignoring the real problem that we do have in the black community. Before I talk about what that problem is, I just want to ask you, what do you believe is the truth about Nipsey's passing, and what is the message to the African-American community?
I mean, you just nailed it right on it. You said that's making us ignore the problem. But, I mean, it is very, very – it's a lot of conspiracy. It's very suspicious, like, especially when you consider – you know, like he talked about Dr. Sebi in his lyrics. He said they killed Dr. Sebi. He was teaching health on his lyrics. And then, you know, you got to mention a tweet. You have to think of all of that because it is very suspicious in the way it happened. But that I think we're focusing on the wrong thing. We have to focus on the legacy he built. And everything will come to light eventually, you know. So I don't know what the truth is. We're all searching for that, but I just want to acknowledge what you just said, how we have to ignore like all of the talk and focus on the bigger picture, what Nipsey stood for and continuing that marathon, continuing his legacy, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, when I look at the truth about Nipsey's passing, again, the conspiracy theorists, and for those who don't know who Dr. Sebi is, Dr. Sebi is a doctor who passed away due to quote-unquote pneumonia a few years back, but he was said to have found a cure for AIDS and other diseases. The conspiracy surrounded around Dr. Sebi is that the government didn't like this because of the effect that could have on the healthcare system here in America, which, of course, racks in a lot of money, and they believe that Dr. Sebi was killed. Nipsey Hussle was working on a documentary before he passed that he was shipping to HBO and Netflix to do a documentary on Dr. Sebi, and many people believe that there's some out there that didn't want that documentary released, so Nipsey was killed. I don't believe that, but that's what the conspiracy theorists believe. For me, the truth about Nipsey's passing, Johnny, is that, look, man, we have a problem in the black community when it comes to jealousy, when it comes to hate. It's a crab in the barrel mentality. You and I have had these conversations multiple times. Now, I do think that there are historical reasons as to why that mentality has permeated, sadly, for many, many years, hundreds of years to be exact. And until we change our mentality of how we view those who are making it in our communities, especially those who are making it and reaching back as they climb, we are always going to be a step behind. And that for me, and I kept racking my brain, why does this death affect me so much? I was just starting to get into Nipsey's music. You know, Nipsey, I never met him before. You know, he wasn't on my Mount Rushmore of hip-hop artist. But the reason why is right. Because, you know, we both come from the west side of Detroit. And there aren't too many people who make it, come back to Detroit, start businesses, hire internally, give people who are less fortunate jobs. And Nipsey was doing that. And that is why this hurts so much, because this dude, he cared for people and he loved people, and that is why it's hitting at least me so hard, like a ton of bricks, Johnny.
Oh no, it felt like we knew Nipsey, you know, felt like we knew him personally. That's how hard it affected us. And just to go back to what you said, the crab in the bucket mentality, that has to stop. It's so much jealousy and hate and so much negative energy that's being, you know, surrounded by just. And I'm just going to say this, because Big Sean, I watched a piece that Big Sean did for, I think it was a performance for Nipsey a couple of days ago, earlier this week. And he kind of like touched on this point too, like instead of putting the negative energy into the world, because we do that far too often, everything comes back to us. Everything is karma. Why don't we start focus on putting the positive energy, because we all feel the energy that Nipsey, that's why so much love, because he put so much love into the world. And that's why we all feel it. That's why we're feeling that way. So everything comes back. That energy that you put into the world will come back. And like you just said, we're growing up from the west side of Detroit, we see it far too often that someone, goes back to their neighborhood and there's always someone trying to bring that person down. So we have to just be competitive yet motivating. Is my perfect word to say it. Don't cheat. Like, I'm just going to relate it back to playing sports. If you're, like, running track was my number one sport. If you're running track, you're going to try your best to beat your time, but you're not going to try to trip the person or untie their shoes. You're just going to try to be the best that you can be. And that's what we have to focus on doing.
Definitely. I'm with you, Johnny. You are certainly preaching, man. And I want to ask this to you because this is the big debate that I've been having with many people. You know, I was having this debate in a barbershop not too long ago. Has this death changed the way in which we view giving back in the black community? Is it, you know, what I mean by that is, you know, for those who make it, can you blame anybody who does make it to some kind of success in the world, you know, born and bred in really, really tough, poor parts of our world here in America? Can you blame anybody who makes it and says, look, man, I don't want to go back to the hood and give back because I'm afraid that, you know, what I saw happen to Nipsey Hussle may happen to me. Somebody out there who's jealous, I'm making money, I'm successful, I am giving back, but there are a few evil people out there. I'm afraid that I might lose my life just like Nipsey did. Nipsey's death, changed the way in which you view giving back to the community? And can you blame anybody who says, no, I don't want to go back to the hood, man. I'm good. I'd rather stay alive.
And I agree. Like, you can't blame anybody definitely for wanting to look out for their self. But, I mean, it's deeper than that. And just, like, we have to look at this as a lesson in one way, but also continue what Nipsey believed. Nipsey believed in giving back. He believed in that. He believed if you weren't giving back, then what are you doing? So there's different ways you can go about it. And unfortunately, it's the thing that killed them. But there's different ways you can go about it. Like, I think, you know, you might not necessarily have to be there present, but you can give back in other ways where you can still be not necessarily untouchable, but safer. But you want to help your community regardless. But I can understand how someone wouldn't want to, you know, go back for those reasons, especially. I'm going to bring this up again. Like Big Sean, he was talking about building a movie theater and her. And Big Sean is one of our biggest celebrity rappers from the city that we were raised in. And I remember he was talking about building a movie theater, and he blew up around the same time as Nipsey. So the thing is, like, you still have to, you know, give back, but go about it in a move differently. Give back in a smarter way where you're not putting yourself as much at risk, you know, as much at risk as, you know, Nipsey. It was It was kind of strange how he was there, you know, like, I don't know. Nobody knows all of the details, but, you know, there could have been maybe a safer route that he could have taken.
Yeah, and, you know, and hindsight is always 20/20, right? You know, the discussion of,
exactly,
okay, why didn't he have a security guard with him? And to my understanding, you know, it was kind of a sporadic thing for him to go down to the Marathon clothing store that he owns because, you know, one of his homeboys was getting out of jail and he wanted to hook him up with some new gear, do something nice for him. He didn't let his security detail know that. And unfortunately, that was the that was a misstep in the whole situation. But it's just so, it's so sad that we have to look at it that way, Johnny. And to end this segment, I just want to ask you, man, you know, where do we go from here? Because, you know, I've made that one of my goals for 2019. Looking at the death of Nipsey Hussle, it's inspired me, and I know I need to do more in giving back to the west side of Detroit where I'm from, and I want to do more of that, giving back to schools, giving back to charities, and so on and so forth. I'm making that one of my goals for 2019. But again, you always have that thought in the back of your mind that, okay, if you continue to ascend, there are going to be some people out there who hate what you're doing, and there's going to be some evil there and some jealousy there. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? That's the question I want to ask you to close this out, Johnny.
I'm just going to say the marathon continues. We look at Nipsey's life as a legacy. We look at it as a learning lesson. Everything happens for a reason. So what we need to do is open our eyes and really focus on community, really focus on helping, really focus on giving back, empowering others, believing in yourself first, but also believing in others. We want to start business. We want to use the gems and the philosophies that Nipsey brought to us and use it to better our lives and the ones around us. And, of course, pay respect to Nipsey forever as a legend. But before we get off the air, Al, I just want to take the time to respect a few people, because there's hundreds of Nipseys around the area that's not known, because, you know, so I just want to pay respect to Nipsey and just honor a few people that motivate me and that are giving back on a daily basis. So I want to, like, shout out to Jay Reed. He's a local rapper from Inkstar. Went to high school with him, played football with him, just moved to Cali. He motivates me every day. Number two, Keon Quinn. You have him on the show. He's your frat brother.
Right.
Keon motivates me. He's doing the same thing as me into fitness. And, you know, like you said, I'm not going to hate on the next man. I'm going to congratulate. And last but not least, to you, Al, like, 100%. Like, I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for you. You do your grind, your hustle. You motivated me. You've always been a positive person in my life. And just all of those qualities, all the people I named have the qualities that Nipsey had. And we just have to continue to, us, the people that's empowered and that have a voice, we have to continue to motivate our youth to give back in ways we can, still being smart about it, but give back in any way that we can, as we have been doing, and just continue to hustle and motivate.
Hey, man, love you, brother, and right back at you, Johnny. You know how much you inspire me on the daily, dude. The marathon continues, man. We got to pick up the baton now. I really appreciate you taking some time, Johnny, to bring a different segment, Fit Fridays, to us on this Friday, April 12th, 2019. Much appreciated, brother.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I'll stay blessed, as always.
Always, man.